From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Israeli military says it's recovered the bodies of three hostages killed by Hamas while they were trying to run from a music festival, their bodies taken to Gaza by Hamas. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Marcus Moore.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu calling the news heartbreaking and saying, "We will return all our hostages, both the living and the dead." Netanyahu also visiting troops near Rafah earlier this week for the first time since the start of the war. This as the first shipments of desperately needed humanitarian aid rolls into Gaza from the newly built U.S. floating pier.
Student protester plans to occupy campus buildings foiled at UPenn in Philadelphia last night. ABC's Brianna Smith at the scene.
And this all started when protesters said they began occupying Fisher Bennett Hall. Philadelphia police officers swarmed the campus to take the pro-Palestinian protesters into custody. And during some moments, officers scuffle with some of the protesters, arresting the demonstrators.
At the U of Chicago, protesters got into the politics building and confronted former Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp in her office.
Basically saying I needed to leave. I'm like, well, no, I don't.
And she didn't. It's going to be hot in those cherry pickers for crews fixing about 500,000 power outages in Houston today. It's expected to be 90 degrees. The outages are from the violent storms Thursday. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito under fire after a photo was published showing the American flag outside of his Alexandria, Virginia home flying upside down. A military symbol of distress co-opted by some Trump supporters for the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The New York Times reported Alito blamed his wife. ABC's Terry Moran.
The court still has to decide big cases this term stemming from January 6th, including Donald Trump's claims of absolute immunity for his actions. And so that upside down flag at Justice Alito's house, legal experts say, creates a real appearance of conflict of interest for him and could damage the credibility of the court.
You're listening to ABC News. New video obtained exclusively by CNN appears to show the music mogul Sean Combs, Diddy, punching his then-girlfriend, the singer Cassie Ventura, in the face at a Los Angeles hotel in 2016. It appears to confirm some of Ventura's claims in a lawsuit. ABC News legal analyst Shauna Lloyd.
Despite lending credibility and validating her claims, it's not going to have a legal effect on the civil claim because the civil claim has already been settled.
A domestic fight led to a six-month-old baby being shot yesterday in Surprise, Arizona, says police spokesman Rick Hernandez.
The woman was able to free herself from the residence. She actually contacted a construction crew here nearby to use their phone to call us.
The baby's expected to survive. Cops are looking for the father. Flash floods from heavy seasonal rains have killed at least 68 people in Afghanistan, says the Taliban. He fought and was wounded in combat in the Korean War. Now, after 73 years and fighting with the U.S. Army to get a Purple Heart Medal, Earl Meyer in St. Peter, Minnesota, finally was notified he'll get it. The award honors service members wounded or killed in combat. An Army review board had rejected Meyer's application several times due to a lack of paperwork, but his daughters, Senator Amy Klobuchar and others, intervened. A federal judge ordered the review board to take another look. Meyer says every once in a while, the shrapnel in his thigh hurts. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.